Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Tax time is right around the corner, and we're going to talk with someone who hires work campers to help people file their taxes. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Dan Marlowe is a certified public accountant and the owner of Valor Tax Services in Kansas City, Missouri. His firm is a franchise of Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, which provides professional tax preparation services nationwide. Dan is looking for several work campers to help him prepare tax returns for people in the greater Kansas City area, as well as Topeka and St. Joseph. However, he also talks about opportunities to work for other Jackson Hewitt franchises throughout America. Work campers go through an extensive training program to understand tax law and learn how to use all the forms required by the Internal Revenue Service. The good news is that training can be done online now while work campers are wrapping up their current assignments. Once trained, they'll work with clients at Walmart kiosks, strip malls, or standalone offices. Schedules vary based on the needs of the franchise as well as the desires of the work campers. Dan said that his staff can work one day a week or full-time, and most of the work is done from late December through mid-April. The tasks vary, again depending upon the location. Some only hire tax preparers, while others hire work campers for support roles to gather information, make copies, and set up appointments. People can generally earn between $10 and $15 per hour, depending upon the location. Dan pays his work campers about $14 an hour. However, they can earn bonuses during the course of tax season. No special skills are required to become a tax preparer, just an outgoing personality and strong desire to provide great customer service. Jackson Hewitt provides all the training needed to learn how to fill out the tax forms, prepare documents for electronic filing, and help clients get access to their refunds more quickly. It's not as hard as it looks, Dan explains. Most of the clients require no special tax schedules and won't pose any serious challenges to work campers because the full-time staff generally works with the more complicated cases. Jackson Hewitt tax professionals get a lot of satisfaction helping others and giving them peace of mind when it comes to filing their taxes. To tell us more, please welcome Dan Marlowe with Valor Tax Services, who is representing Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Dan. I really appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit about what Valor Tax Services is and where you're located.
Sure. So Valor Tax Services is one of the many franchisees in the Jackson Hewitt tax system. To provide a little bit of context about who Jackson Hewitt is, it's the second largest tax preparation service in the U.S. We have nearly 6,000 locations nationwide, and I have 13 of those locations in the St. Joseph, Missouri, Topeka, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri areas. We operate a mix of locations, kind of makes us unique. We have both traditional storefront locations that you might see in a strip mall or in a standalone location. We also have seasonal Walmart kiosks that we set up around the end of December and run through April 15th. In my particular operation, we have five of those year-round store locations and eight of the seasonal locations scattered about those three areas. So that's who we are.
Okay. I know I've run into the Jackson Hewitt kiosks in Walmart a number of times.
Absolutely. Huh. Jackson Hewitt's been a partner of Walmart for, if I recall, over 25 years, and it's been a it's really great for us because unlike a traditional storefront, we're much closer to the customer. So we can do some advertising and some things that you can't normally do just in a traditional strip center, and and it really works. Really works great.
What kind of tax services do you provide to people? This is just basically, who is your typical customer?
So the slogan we have at Jackson Hewitt is, you know, working hard for the hardest working, right? So typically our taxpayers will span a pretty wide breadth of income demographic. Typically earlier in the season, we focus on getting money into the pockets of Americans as fast as humanly possible. And that's supported by programs like our pay stub advance program, which we launch in late December, usually right before Christmas and even into early January. Historically, customers can get anywhere between $200 and $500 right away. On either direct deposit into their account or on an American Express Serve card, which is a stored value card that that our stores specifically offer, and we can load those cards in the store. We also have refund, a larger refund advances tied to actually filing our tax returns, and typically that's our focus for January and February. As we shift into March and April, our clientele shifts a little bit. And the complexity of our returns goes up. So we typically service more self-employed individuals, people with stocks, bonds. In other words, people who are a little higher on the income demographic spectrum and typically owe money. That's why they wait till March or April to file. And of course, April 15th is a huge day. Historic in the last several years, it's been our biggest tax filing day, as you can imagine. So we really try to, once we hit the end of February, we're really kind of planning for April 15th and trying to service all of our clients as best we can. But typically it's a mix of people looking for money in that short period of time, some advance on their tax refund, and in the later season, just good affordable quality tax preparation service for slightly higher income Americans. But we do it all.
Very good. What types of jobs do you hire work campers to perform?
We have a couple main positions. First and foremost would be tax preparers, as you can imagine. So because many of our locations are seasonal, work campers are really an ideal fit because work campers can remain mobile. You can experience in different parts of the country. Work campers will typically work in a location for a period of time and then move to another one. Well, our tax season is, you know, 3.5 to 4 months. So, that works out quite nicely. And we have stores basically all across the country in all different sorts of geography, including the Walmarts, which by definition are seasonal. So those are really ideal for our work campers. So we look for tax pros. Some of them may have experience and some may not, and that's okay. We have training. And we offer that training at no charge, to people that are new to the tax preparation business. We're just looking for people that are outgoing, really customer service focused, and that's kind of the big thing. We also will hire what we call client service associates. These are people that will typically assist our tax preparers. They might scan documents, answer phones. Especially during the peak parts of our season, which typically occur in late January and February, and again right at the end, the final week of tax season. They're a great help to our folks. But first and foremost, primarily tax pros, tax professionals, we have in our operation a great mix. We have some really experienced tax pros that have been with us for many years, but we also hire new people each year. And so, we are actively hiring this season, of course, and we have some people that are in tax training right now. So that's kind of who we look for and what we typically recruit for in a season. And
Very good. And you said, generally speaking, it's free training?
Free training, Jackson Hewitt, some there are some franchisees that may charge for books or things like that. Mine does not. We offer it free, completely free of charge. And it's included in there. We do compensate our tax pros once they quote unquote graduate tax school and start with us. So we do compensate them for their time going through that tax course. It's all online. There are some franchises that do traditional stand and deliver courses where they'll actually go through the textbook. And so we do still have that, that mode available in certain locations. Mine, especially with COVID, we've gone and even historically in our operation, we've always done our tax school online. And then we bring our tax pros into the store at the end of their training, once they've gone through all of the online modules, to do some testing, have them work with our tax software, and meet the people that they're going to be working with for that tax season. That's typically how our tax training works, but it's all online. The actual modules themselves, they're all online, videos, very interactive. And so, that's typically how we do it. So for work campers specifically, we would work with them to get them enrolled in their tax school while they're in their other, location. September, October, November. So by the time December hits and we're getting geared up for the season, they've already been through tax school by the time they get to that job site and are ready to roll.
Because it's all self-directed and online. What a great opportunity for them.
Absolutely.
So they can just arrive and boom, they'd be ready to go.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, super. And what benefits do work campers provide to franchisees like yours compared to hiring people in the local market?
You know, I think the big difference is we are a seasonal business. And so while I do have, and many franchisees do have, a handful of employees that they keep year round, it's always a challenge to find people who are interested in working just for that short period of time, that late December, January to mid-April timeframe. Work campers are kind of a hand in glove because they're already looking for a position that they're going to have for a short period of time before they shift into, you know, their next location. We end around the spring, which is great. So, you know, people that do seasonally shift from, you know, let's say you were interested in Jackson Hewitt, you know, you go south for the winter, you might work in one of the locations down south, April 15th comes around. That position is over. That's probably about the time you're migrating to, you know, migrating north or somewhere else. And so it's really a good fit just because the work campers inherently are looking for, you know, multiple job experiences throughout the year. And thus, they're probably the best fit for seasonal employment. Whereas our local employees, it's a fit for some of them, but some of them are also looking for year-round employment. And so sometimes our pool is a bit limited because of that. But with work campers, it's just an inherent match for us. And that's what I speak for our operations specifically. It really interests us in speaking with them and talking to them.
It sounds like somebody could come to work for your franchise in Kansas City this year or next spring, and then leave, go do some other work camping jobs. And if they decide they liked it being a tax preparer, they could come back and work for you, or they might even be able to go to a different Jackson Hewitt Tax Service franchise somewhere else in the country. They'd already be trained. They could probably walk into a job like that.
That's exactly right. And in fact, I can think of multiple instances, not work camper related, but where we've had exactly that situation, where we've had a preparer that worked in another part of the country and they moved for a variety of reasons. They came to work for us. And so, it was a great experience. So you're absolutely right. It's a great way to pick up some portable skills. In the winter time, it can be a little bit more difficult to find, consistent employment, obviously campsites, you know, they're not doing a lot in the winter, except down south. That's a little bit different, but up where I am in the Midwest and in the North, not as much. But these jobs are indoors in a nice heated area, and taxes, they're not going away anytime soon. people still, online software is prevalent. Yes, a lot of people do use it, but there are just as many people, if not more, that really want someone to walk them through, you know, the complexity of taxes. I would say especially next year, with all the changes we've seen this year due to COVID, the IRS, changing the rules, economic stimulus payments. There's going to be a lot of questions that even the average taxpayer is going to have on what do I do in this situation, in that situation. And that's exactly why we have our storefronts and our Walmart locations, so that we can easily serve those people and be a great resource to them from a tax prep perspective. And work campers, like I said, they can easily move around from position to position around the country, or like you said, ideally, they just come back and work for me season after season. And we have, like I said, we have a lot of those people and they love it.
I've heard that the U.S. tax code is about 50,000 pages. So how much of this do people who work for you have to understand?
You know, it's interesting. So our online training course, I don't remember the exact number of modules, but it's quite a few. But we split our training course in two pieces, sort of part one. And that's primarily what our clients are going to see in the first part of the season. And in the second part of the season, they may see some of the more complex forms and schedules. But depending on the operating location they have, they may see more of that than others. I would say, you could almost liken the Internal Revenue Code to the laws and regulations of your town or driving. You know, if you really dig deep into it, they're pretty long too. But we all get in a car every day and drive our cars around the streets and we generally know the rules, you know, once you've seen so taxes is kind of like that. Maybe that's not the greatest example, but it's taxes are kind of like that. It's like riding a bike. You know, you get into a rhythm after you've been through, you get into your training, you get exposed to the variety of things. What you'll find is that, you know, once you've seen a W-2, you know how to enter a W-2. That's a huge start. Many taxpayers, all they have are W-2 forms.
Right.
Once you've seen one 1099, you generally speak or 1099-R, you're going to know where to enter that in the software. You know what that means. And so I would say that, you know, kind of the 80-20 rule applies. Yes, the tax code is quite complex, but I would say that for the vast majority of Americans, you know, 70, 80, 90% of them, their tax situations are not super complex. And for the handful that are really complex, and we do have some of them that come into our stores typically later in the year. I'll speak for myself. I'm a licensed CPA. We have an enrolled agent on staff, and we have some 15, 20 year plus professionals. And so we just make sure that if a return is really complex, we just assign them to a more experienced tax pro, or the real complex ones I'll do. but that's how we do it. So we would not put a new tax preparer in a situation where they have a super duper complex return. We have managers and people that are constantly watching our stores and our computers, and they can always reach out for help if they run into a situation that they need help with.
That's a great point. So the work campers are not going to be preparing the corporate tax returns for Fortune 500 companies.
They're pretty. No, that's correct. Now, I personally prepare some, you know, S corporation and C corp returns, but I'm a CPA as well. So,
right. So you would handle those, and these guys would be given the more traditional, easier kinds of things that normal people would probably struggle with, but with some training, these guys could do it well.
You got it right. All 1040s, again, usually fairly straightforward, W-2s, 1099s, the occasional Schedule C for self-employed right. people, typically gig workers, like work campers in some cases, and some people who have stocks and bonds and things like that, but usually fairly straightforward situations. You know, the other thing I would mention is that one of the things, and I'll pick on Walmart a little bit because this is where it typically happens. We'll have a lot of people that'll walk by our kiosk and they'll just ask general tax questions. Most of the time, it's the same. It's usually, you know, a handful of questions. And we'll hear the same question. This year, it's going to be questions about economic stimulus payments. In the past, it might have been questions about, you know, how much do I need to make in order to file? What's my filing threshold number? There's a few other specific ones that we get asked in our particular region because of some state credits that are available. But once again, you know, once you've heard, once you've had the question asked, you know, three or four or five or six times, you'll kind of get used to the fact that, okay, this is what most people were, the situations most people are finding themselves in, you know, this is how we can help them. And so, and like I said, we've got, they've got tons of support behind them. So, that's okay. What I would say about that.
Very good. How many hours a week do your tax preparers typically work?
So, I'll start by saying what our typical store hours are. So, in our particular case, typical store hours are Monday through Friday. We operate 10 to 7 p.m., although we will extend those hours when during our peak seasons when we have a lot of customers. Typically about 8 hours on Saturday, 4 or 5 hours on Sunday, depending if it's a Walmart or a storefront. Most of our preparers will, in most of our stores will have one or two preparers that are working that entire week. Maybe like a Monday through Friday, then we might have some weekend people. But the short answer is it really varies depending on the operation and their needs. There are typically for a work camper, my preference is to look for someone. If you're going to be traveling halfway across the country, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt in terms of hours. So I'd like to slot you for 40 hours a week, or 32 hours a week or something like that, just so it's, you know, I want to make it worth their while. But in our stores, it's all over the place. So we have some preparers that will work just on weekends, some that work in the evenings and weekends. A few of them will work, you know, only on Sunday, because that's the only day they have. It will vary from location to location. It varies from location to location to me, but generally speaking, I've got a handful of preparers that are working that full 40 hours a week. And a set more that are working in, you know, night and weekend type hours, because they work it as a second job to earn some extra income during the season.
Sure. What type of compensation do these tax preparers receive?
So obviously it varies between different geographies and locations. For me, we typically compensate between $10 and $15 an hour. Some locations will also have bonus and incentive programs. Depending on number of returns processed, retaining, if they are experienced preparer, you know, how many clients they retain from year one to year two. In our business, we actually do, we have a bonus program based on, something called the worry-free guarantee, which is a product that, we offer to our Jackson Hewitt clients, that, covers their tax liability in the event the IRS, has a disagreement with you know, something that went on their tax form, legitimately so, but that can happen, and so it does provide our clients some additional coverage, and we actually bonus our preparers based on whether or not they add that particular product to our return. We will also compensate our preparers additionally for doing some additional practice problems and things like that. So we'll typically start them at one level. They'll complete some additional practice problems, raises their base, and then they will have some product bonuses on top of that. So I typically tell people we're somewhere between, in our region, you know, we're somewhere between $14 and $15 an hour on average. Like I said, if you're on the coasts or in a more expensive area, it will probably be somewhat more than that. Or in some parts of the country, maybe less than that. But we feel that for a seasonal, you know, hourly type position, we're reasonably competitive. And probably the big thing about it is, you know, it's office work. It's in a nice warm place during the winter. And so a lot of people really like that. And a lot of people really like interacting with the customers. And especially if they come back year after year, they see the same people. And they become like family almost, after a certain amount of time. So, you know, it's kind of I'll call it a familial atmosphere in a way, but that's typically what how we compensate people. So it's more than just money. It's also, you know, the environment and the clients and things like that, but that's kind of how we work.
Do you offer a stipend for a campsite, or do people get to boondock at the Walmart they're working at?
Well, it, if Walmart will certainly allow them to, they can certainly do that. What we've typically, there is one other franchisee I know that has hired some work campers in the past, and he will compensate, for the pad fees. I've left it open to negotiation with our folks and just said, you know, if it's easier for us to, cover your fee, for your hookups, we're certainly more than willing to do that. And then we just, you know, adjust pay accordingly, or we can pay a slightly higher rate and you pay for your hook fees. Around here, the fees aren't too bad. But that's because I'm in off season. So I'm in a colder part of the country where, you know, the people that like winter would be up here. Whereas if you're in an area that's going to be in a warmer climate down south or so on, your fees might be quite a bit higher. And so I do know, at least in one case, they do cover those. But it would be up to the franchisee as far as what their policy is. But I'd say all in, like I said, you know, I think we have a pretty reasonable and competitive wage, and we're more than willing to work with, at least I speak for myself, we're willing to work with work campers on their needs and compensate them accordingly.
How many work campers do you typically hire a year, and when do you begin recruiting?
I'll answer the second question first. We typically start recruiting around Labor Day. There are some folks that this year we started a little bit earlier than that because of COVID. So we started pretty much right after the season ended in the middle of July. Hiring needs will obviously depend vastly based on location, franchisee to franchisee, because a lot of us have people that love us and they come back every year. And so, you know, certainly we slot those people first. This particular year, I'm looking for about between 4 and 5 total people. I've got 2 sites that are probably the best suited. I'd say 3. 2 or 3 sites that would be best suited for a work camper, some Walmarts that, in particular, that we're looking to staff. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for this year. Nationwide, the franchise does have hiring recruiting messaging out right now. Pretty much all of us franchisees are in hiring mode and getting people into tax school. So like I mentioned earlier, it's not necessarily something where you have to be, you know, on site, where that store is. You can do your training online, and show up there, you know, early to mid December and be ready for the season. In our particular case, because we're recruiting principally for Walmart, Walmarts don't typically open until the very end of December, 1st of January. So our start dates are a little bit later than those who might work in a storefront type setting. But we're actively recruiting right now. We will be actively recruiting through November and even a little bit into December. And I have a few positions, but I can tell you that nationally there are a fair number of positions open, and Jackson Hewitt opens up new stores every year. And again, work campers are really hand and glove fit for this opportunity. So I really encourage everybody to, if you're interested in working, becoming a tax pro and working with Jackson Hewitt, you'll want to reach out to them as soon as possible before positions do fill up.
And what's typically involved in your interview and hiring process?
So typically we have an application form that we supply anyone who expresses interest in working with us. We have them fill that out first. That gives us some information about their availability, their work experience, things like that. In our particular case, we'll then enroll them in tax school online. They'll complete their modules. Once they've completed their modules, then we would have them, if they get it all the way through training, we've talked to them on the phone, done a phone screen, they've completed their application. We feel like this is going to be a really good fit. We would invite them to come And they would finish their training at whatever store or area they would be working at. They'd do some practice problems, meet our area managers and supervisors, and we'd get them scheduled to work in their particular location. And some franchisees will actually do tax schools, and some franchisees will actually do tax schools, stand and deliver, or they may do like Zoom-led. So in which case, they may actually go ahead and take application information and enroll them in a Zoom course to accomplish the same thing. But typically the recruiting and hiring process across the country is very similar. It's going to be an intake form, typically a phone screen with an area manager, supervisor, or the franchisee in some cases, going through tax training and then getting set up to work in one of the stores.
What traits and qualifications are you mostly looking for in a work camper?
Again, people that are very outgoing, very customer service focused, like working with customers, like working with clients. Those are the main things. Again, if you have prior tax preparation experience, that's great. That'll give you a head start. But if you don't, that's absolutely not an issue, because we've got a great training program that we can enroll you in and teach you the basics about tax preparation. In our franchises, again, we do have managers and franchisees who do have a lot of experience in tax preparation, and they're there to help and guide you and walk you through the process, not only through your training, but also as you get into a store, start doing some live returns. There to really, really guide you and help you and get you through your first tax season.
I assume that they would need to be good with numbers.
I always tell people in this world, it's really arithmetic. People think math. It's not really math. It's arithmetic, not quite the same thing. But yes, a reasonably good, with basic arithmetic, being able to read forms, scan forms, use a computer, things like that, that is certainly important. But again, it's nothing that's not teachable, trainable, especially like with our folks. We bring them into the store. We actually have them use the tax prep software so that they're familiar with some of the menus and screens and things like that. So when they actually get out into the field, they have some familiarity on where to enter information.
So they don't need a degree in accounting?
They do not need a degree in accounting. The vast majority of Americans, there is a certain segment of the American population that does need a CPA to do their tax return. I would know because I end up doing some of them. But the overwhelming majority of Americans, an appropriately trained person in tax law and tax knowledge is going to be able to answer your questions and sit down with you and walk you through all of your tax information and be able to help guide you through the jungle that is the Internal Revenue Code and get you all the credits and deductions that you're entitled to.
As a CPA, would you do a return for one of your work campers?
If they asked me to, I would. honestly, that is one of the benefits that we provide all of our employees, including our work campers. They could do their tax return for free. But most of the time, I'm trying to think back. I don't think I've ever had an employee, work camper or not, ask me, to do a tax return for them. They've always wanted to do it themselves.
Okay.
If they ever had a question, they could certainly do that. But most of the time, they actually kind of enjoy it because they kind of feel like, hey, I've learned this new skill. This is great. This is wonderful. I can do this. Mm-hmm. And so usually they end up doing their own tax return, and usually it turns out just fine.
And they can file it for free using your software.
In our particulars, in different franchisees will have different policies on this, but our policy has always been the employee's return is free of charge and they can file it with our software. That's correct.
What can a work camper do to stand out among other applicants for this job?
Again, kind of goes back to my comment earlier about seasonal work. Really showing a willingness if your availability matches, as our stores are open during the tax season, that's huge. So it really kind of comes down to, making sure that saying, yes, I am available during the tax season. I want to work the tax season. That's the number one thing. And probably secondarily, it's going to be, you know, customer service skills and willingness to work with clients, really enjoying it. Those are the main skill sets we look for.
Is there one thing that you wish all work campers knew before they came to work for you?
It's not as hard as it looks. I think people get very intimidated when they think about taxes and tax preparation and the tax code. But I think once they start getting into training, especially in my case, they're talking to the supervisors, they listen to their experiences. It's not as hard as it looks. So, that's the one message that I would want to communicate.
And it goes back to the 80-20 rule that 80% of the people that work campers are going to encounter in a job like this are not going to have very complicated returns at all. They just don't feel comfortable doing it on their own and would like to have somebody who has been trained to do tax work to prepare mm-hmm. their return.
Absolutely. People are, the term I use is peace of mind. Most people come to us exactly for that. They're coming to us for a little bit of peace of mind to make sure that their tax return gets filed, quote unquote, the right way. And that's what we do. And, again, there are some people that come to us. We do have some great products that allow people to get, you know, money in their hands early, more so than they could get, you know, anywhere else. But fundamentally, it's really a peace of mind issue that people come to us for. And so I think once work campers kind of go through our training, see how we operate, I think it's really eye opening to see, wow, I really can do this, and they begin to build relationships with their clients and a trusting relationship. And so there's some real reward and satisfaction from being a tax pro and a tax professional. So it's not as hard as it looks. There's a lot of people out there that can guide you through that process and will assist you during the tax season. What a wonderful skill to learn and take a complexity and turn it into something that not only you can use to better your own personal development, but also, you know, really and genuinely help people navigate some complexity and give them some peace of mind.
And where can people get more information about working for your franchise, specifically in Kansas City, as well as other franchises across the country?
So I'll answer the second question first. So to find a participating location and the exact days and times for interviews, job seekers should visit, I'm going to give you the website, www.jacksonhewitt, that's all one word, .com/office-locator. Okay, that's one word as well. You can also call Jackson Hewitt nationally. They're at 1-800-234-1040. You can also go to jacksonhewitt.com and actually search for a location that you might be interested in. So if you've already done your planning for the winter, you know you're going to be in, say, the Desert Southwest. You can go online to jacksonhewitt.com and search for some different locations in the Desert Southwest, whether they be traditional storefront or Walmart locations. For my specific locations, again, we operate in the Kansas City, Topeka, and St. Joseph areas. And anyone that's interested in working specifically for our franchise, I encourage you to give us a call. We're at 913-839-8245. You can also email us at info@valortaxservices.com.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people across the country, not just in Kansas City. And I hope people take the opportunity to, like you said, better themselves, learn more about how they can help other people and get some satisfaction from doing so.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for having me today. And we look forward, hopefully, we'll get some more calls from some work campers and other franchisees will as well. And we really look forward to another tax season and working with the work camper population to make it a great success.
I'd like to thank Dan Marlow for describing some great opportunities for people to work short-term jobs as tax professionals, not only in his hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, but also at other Jackson Hewitt franchises across the country. He's right in that preparing taxes is not as hard as it looks. Work campers will not be preparing complicated tax returns for corporations, although they may file returns for self-employed individuals. Most of the time, they'll be working with people who just feel more comfortable having a professional prepare and review their taxes. That often involves accounting for job-related income, probably some interest or dividend forms, and larger deductions for things like unexpected major medical problems. More people than normal may seek professional help in 2021 due to questions they'll have regarding the COVID stimulus checks they received, unemployment income, or deductions for working from home. Jackson Hewitt locations are looking for work campers right now to undergo training this fall so they'll be ready to roll in late December or early January. You'll find more information at www.jacksonhewitt.com/careers. People interested in working for Dan Marlowe in the Kansas City, Topeka, and St. Joseph area can call him at 913-839-8245 or email info@valortaxservices.com. The fall migration has begun. I was perusing the special Facebook group for Diamond, Gold, and Platinum work campers today, and I noticed that Dave and Kelly Hoyer are embarking upon an unbeatable experience working the sugar beet harvest this fall in Minnesota. It's one of the most lucrative jobs listed on the work camper website. Alan Brown announced that he accepted his first work camping job to start in April. He's still a few weeks away from retirement, but is anxious to hit the road soon. Although he is still looking for a winter job for December through March, I'm confident he'll find one soon. Jennifer Fuller and her husband will be providing evening security for a brand new gated RV resort in Phoenix area this winter. In fact, they had three different job offers to choose from. Jennifer credited attending the Work Camper Rendezvous event last year for giving her tips and training to seek and negotiate better job offers. Jennifer Garzina posted that she was considering buying a 41-foot fifth wheel and wondered if that would be too big for work camping or vacationing. 32 people have chimed in with helpful advice so far. Belonging to that online community of work campers is a real perk for Diamond, Gold, and Platinum members. It's fun to share in the experience of others and to read all the advice offered by the experienced work campers. Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication, connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. Today's episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be talking with an expert on motorhome tires who will offer great advice in selecting and maintaining those tires. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.